Yeah. I still haven't figured out myself yet, so that's okay. But I'm just going to touch on a thought which I spoke about at the beginning of Shavuot for the Beis Medrash. But those guys who are from Beis Medrash will be mocking me for the Chazaras this year. Or I can put you on the spot and see if you remember. That's all. Also the other option. So we spoke about that the Tikkun of Shavuot. The result says comes in Parshat Mishpatim when you read the Parsha of Kisikna Eved Ivri, the process of Adam Rishon, because of different chatorim that he did, created a situation, a potential avdus of Shibud in the world, which started practically in Parshat Shmois, where the Shibud started. It comes to the final tikkun. He says, the result says in Parshat Mishpatim, you read the Parsha of Kisikna Eved Ivri. So you're ready in the week of Mishpatim. We're ready to read about to read Kisikna Eved Ivri. It's a Zman of Tikkun already. So we were mouthed with that the side of the challenge which we're trying to address and the Tikkun which we're trying to accomplish is that if a person misuses Kaiches, which are Toiv, and abuses them, that's worse than not doing anything at all. I mentioned from Shira Revisa Gozban, he talks about, there's an issue of the Torah of Mechir Kelev, of if you exchange an animal for a kosher animal for a korban with a sheep. I have five sheep, and my neighbor has four sheep and a sheepdog. I say, you know, I really could use a sheepdog, so let's switch. I'll give you my five sheep, and you'll give me your four sheep. But the sheepdog, let's give you a sheep for a dog, etc. So that animal, which has been exchanged for a dog, can't be brought for a korban. Now, what's wrong with dogs? Nice things. They're nice, sweet. They play with you. You pet them. They're loyal. So what's wrong with dogs? And the Torah says that a kelev is such a problem that not only is the kelev not kosher to be a korban, but the exchange of a kelev can't be a korban. So kelev has a milah. He says the kelev is loyal. He's loyal to his master. He's loyal to his master to the fault that if the master says to attack, to maim, to kill, the dog will do that. So he took a mita, which is a mita of toiv, and uses it for ra. That's worse than not having a mita at all. So he reminds of then the yisoid of the Bereshit created ability of a human being to connect to things. You can connect to things because you grow by it. You connect to something outside of yourself, or you can do it because you want to take it just for yourself, and that's all you care about is yourself. That's an abuse of the mile of the Kach of Chibur, of connecting to something. That's why the Yanam of Kedusha, etc., which are the Kach of Chibur, to connect to something outside of oneself, when a person uses it for their own purposes, it's destroying a meter, which is the Dabra Toyev, using it for Ra. Taking Toyev, using it for Ra, is a horrible thing. The Kach of learning is a person connects to the Torah, which is beyond them. We connect to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot connect to the Kadosh Baruch Hu directly. We can do it through Liman HaTorah. Liman HaTorah is the Baruch Hashem's Bratzon in this world, and he allows us to connect to him through that. So the Milo of Liman HaTorah is where we mechaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Milo, the Parsha talks about that the Eved is one who becomes totally mechuber to something outside of himself. That could be as a punishment because he tried to take something for himself. He's a ganav, etc. Or eventually, that could be a form of tikkun for the person he's in scarber to the odin. By doing so, that's the process of kapara for his chait. So the parsha of Mishpatim is the parsha of chibur, that the Torah creates a vehicle of tikkun for somebody who's done chait, trying to take something for themselves. They use the kaiach of absorbing for themselves instead that they are absorbed by somebody else. They connect outwards as opposed to connecting inwards. So what you've done now through your Liman HaTorah is you've done that process of being an Eved. You connected outwards to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're taking yourself and you made yourself an Eved to Kadosh Baruch Hu. To sit for learn for X amount of hours straight, 6 hours straight, is a tremendous accomplishment. You should be very proud of it. It energizes you. Somewhere along the way you get past that, the runner's block they have over there. You get past the wall over there. And all of a sudden you realize that the last, whatever amount of time, it seems to go much easier once you get through that, the breakthrough. And it's Meshul HaGazach that you can do such a thing. The real minig of Rasifus during Shavuot, which actually was at Hasidim, if you guys are ready for a challenge, was every day, 5 days a week, during the whole Shavuot, two storm a day. For 6 weeks. five times a week. So that was real minhag. So we were nice and you know, just try to do it twice during the time. But you see that what you can accomplish in such a period of time. Just tell you one quick maisa that I was in, the person came to Cleveland for a chasa for an anacle. He was a Moshe Feinstein's first cousin. They were first cousins, and he actually looked exactly like a Moshe. When he walked into the Beis Medrash, the first time I saw him, I took an intake of breath because Moshe's here, and then I realized it wasn't Moshe, it was Moshe's cousin. And he was at that point in his life, he was over 90 years old. And one morning I figured I'm going to cop around talking to a person like this. He learned by Baron Cutler in Kletsk. Even Kletz, because such a person, I need to chop a shmuz with him. So one morning I walked him back. He stayed, came for the chas. He stayed for like a whole week because he didn't travel easily. So I walked him home one morning after davening back from the yeshiva to Rashi Reb Chaim Stein's house. It took us 45 minutes to walk about a 10-minute walk. So I got a lot out of him during the time. Came like the Seder, but I got a lot out of him. So one of the things we discussed, I wanted to know what the Seder Hayyim of the learning was like in Kletz. What was the day like in Kletz? So he said that the Kletz, the davening was 7:30, which was late in Europe. The day of davening 7:30 in the morning, especially in the wind, in the summer, sunrise was around 4:00 in the morning. So 7:30 was considered late. First Seder started at 9:00. They would daven, then they would eat something quickly. And first Seder went from 9:00 till 3. Was first Seder. And then they would daven mincha. They would have the main meal of the day. And second Seder started at 4 till 10. And they daven Ma'ariv, and they had the night meal, and then the night Seder started at 11. And went, he said, average to about 1-2 in the morning. Rav Aaron, when he wasn't out collecting, he was in the town, he was there, base manager, every single night with the welcome until at least 1. So you understand why they daven 7:30. So they daven, so I said, you know, after that, listening to that live, the idea that they spent six hour storm a day, 9 to 3, and from 8, they didn't like down lunchtime, you know, like rest a little bit during lunchtime. You ate your meal, you went back to Beis Medrash for another 6 hours. I understand why they became Tumin Chachamim. Like, you know, you do like that for a few years, you learn 2 6-hour storm a day, you've been talking about Kamatam Machachim. So I asked them, so during Elul, like, you know, like, what do you do more during Elul? Like, you know, like what do you add? So a little more Hislavis in the davening. Like, that's about it. There's nothing, you know, what are you going to add already? That was God's fine. They were doing God's fine. If you could hold it out. So you tasted the flavor of a 6-hour Seder, and it's like a geschmack. You accomplish a tremendous amount in a 6-hour Seder. Imagine having 2 of those every single day for 5 years. Right? How much of a Talmud Chacham you would be. So that's the glimpse of what you've tasted that flavor. You should know that it tastes good. And there'll be days, Yisrael Hashem, you'll be zoich to accomplish such things, and you'll talk and become to Midrash Chacham. Yisrael Hashem.